Well, it's certainly the calm after the storm of the game between Storm and Belfast Giants, and I'm looking down the tunnel where Manchester Storm have walked onto the rink of the SSE Arena, and the score didn't go Manchester Storm's way. And with Omar Pasha, who is coach for Manchester Storm, Omar, your reaction on the game today?
You know, it's a tough one to judge because we're in the game, we're 2-2, but then, you know, we got to open it up a bit. And, you know, unfortunately, when you play a team like Belfast and you want to open it up, it's not good. It's not good, and it ends up in the back of your net. And fortunately, they got two quick goals in the end of the second. One on a scramble in front and then one on a bad turnover. So, you know, we went into 4-2 in the third period, and you still have to open it up because, you know, you never want to quit. And unfortunately, they got two more on the bounce. So, you know what? We played well, a good road game for the first, 35 minutes. But, you know, eventually, you know, and everybody knows that the official scoreline of the game was we were down by 3. And maybe it was a little bit too early to open it up. We tried to make a play there at the blue, got caught, and pucks in the crease, we missed it. So anyways, we'll build on the positive, the good 35 minutes. And if we play like that, like I said, we can hold on to any team in the league.
It's been a tough run of games to Manchester Storm with Belfast, Nottingham Giants. They are some of the better teams in the league at the moment. Yeah. When we go on to play people like Edinburgh, Dundee, Coventry, if we can continue the systems and work we've done this week, will that put Storm in a good place?
I think it will. I think last four games there was positive in the system, obviously. I think we've been better defensively. I mean, the scoreline doesn't show it tonight, obviously, because we were giving up 6. But again, like I said, it was 2-2, and we wouldn't have changed our system if it was a normal game. But obviously now, because of the aggregate, you have to push it a bit. We had some really good minutes in Nottingham, especially that first period too against Nottingham. We had a great game last game at home, just unfortunately a power play goal at the end that cost us. And, you know, there's no secret, those are two of the better teams in the league, and you know, to steal one of those games is always a great achievement, but to be in the games, it's great. It's good too for the confidence. Again, now the big test comes this weekend against Edinburgh and Dundee. We just got to play the same way, but get a bit dirtier again, like we've been saying it all year. And if we're dirty around the net, maybe good things will happen.
A couple of changes that you made to the lineup, that Devon Didimiti playing in defence, certainly pushing his weight on some of the forwards, and just that little extra oomph in the back. Was that something that you made, you know, a decision that you made this week?
Yeah, it was, I think, before that first Nottingham game on that Saturday. And I think he's been doing well back there in the... You know, he's big. He's big and he's strong. He's not overly tall, but he's solid. He's solid, and I thought in front of Zane there was a bit too much traffic and too many guys in front of our net, so it was helping to have Deeds in the back end. But then you drop to the 8 forwards, which is a bit difficult because then you're short. Obviously we're actively looking for possibilities to maybe increase that number to 9, and. And again, just get a bit more depth and you know, because our defense are playing good in front of Zane, but sometimes we are getting a bit out-muscled in front of the net, but that's not only the defensemen, it's the forwards as well.
I was speaking with Matt Nickerson, who's injured for Belfast Giants. He was up watching the game in the media box, and he said that we have some very dangerous forwards and that we're kind of one to watch. So it's good to know that someone like that is kind of, that's his opinion of Manchester Storm.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, people have different opinions, and we have dangerous guys to watch. But at some point, we have to be better defensively than even those forwards. You know, because you can score 3-4 goals a game, but when you're conceding 6, you're still losing. So we have to find that edge. Especially Saturday against Edinburgh, and you know what? If we play the way we've played for some minutes, and we don't try to open it up, because that was a problem in the last 2 games, 3 games, actually, you know, we try to open it up a bit, and that's where we get caught. And you know what, if we play the way we're capable of playing, good systematically, maybe not as entertaining for the fans, a bit more boring, but at the same time, you know, wait for our chances, and I think we'll be more opportunistic. And again, there's 15 games left, you know, we're out of the Challenge Cup. It's very disappointing, because that was one thing that you know, as a team, we thought, you know what, we'll make a push for that. But, you know, it's done now. We have 15 games and we're still in the hunt for playoff spot, 5 points with 15 games left. It's anybody's playoff spot, you know, even in Fife, I don't think they're out of our reach. But we have to string out a few wins in a row and we just got to play well defensively and I'm sure the offense will come.
A good away support for Manchester Storm here. Many fans taking the trip over to Belfast for a midweek game. And ironically, the fans got here before the players because the players had a three-hour delay flight. How was this morning for you? You must have been quite worried.
Yeah, it was a very, very disappointing when we got to the airport. The flight was delayed 3 hours. And, you know, it happens. I'm sure it already happened in the league where teams were delayed and we just were scrambling to get some lunch in us and be ready for the game. It was a bit difficult, obviously. But, you know, it's great, the support. Again, it's unbelievable. I think if you guys were talking about it before the game, they're like, wow, this is unbelievable. We have fans traveling all the way to Belfast on a Tuesday. And it just shows that it improves every week. And the guys recognize that, and it's great. It's great for us. You know, as a coach, I'm proud of, you know, to see the fan base even following us on the road. It's great and something to be happy about. And you know, even when it was 2-2, you can feel that push from the fans, which is great. And they never stopped cheering, so that was, like I said, good to have them on board.
A Belfast Giants commentator described what their horn as shrill and wanted them to stop. Well, the home game is against Edinburgh Capitals this Saturday. Face-off is at 6:30. Make sure you get your tickets early for that one because that will be a do-or-die, probably, for Manchester Storm, one that they must win. That's coming up on Saturday.